that skid, man?
Oh, man, it's, you know, really good feeling. It's good to get back in the win column, especially against a playoff team, you know, championship caliber team. And it also proves that, like, we're developing. We're on the uptrend, understanding what we need to do, both offensively and defensively, especially, like, a lot of us young guys who are new to the league or relatively new to the league, to be those type of players and keep going. We got a lot of work to do, though.
A lot of people would say Jokic is the best player in the world. You guys have now faced him twice in the last 5 weeks without a real center and have forced 19 combined turnovers, just made him look really uncomfortable even if he gets his numbers. Like, how are you guys doing it?
Omax and T. Henny, I think they really stepped up to the plate, really took on the challenge. And then all of us around them, we understood how much we had to help them with just causing so much disruption around him by, you know, closing gaps or making passes not easy, providing pressure. When they weren't on him, we had to, you know, step up to the plate and guard him and stuff like that. So understanding, like you said, in my opinion, he's the best player in the world just because of how he impacts the game. But at the end of the day, you know, you can't think about that on the court. You got to think about how do you stop that. So,
Sid, how much does a win like this against a team like that, you know, sort of restore, not maybe restore the confidence isn't the right word, but just kind of reinforce how you guys feel about the potential in this team?
Yeah, I mean, I can only speak for myself, but my confidence was never, like, wavered. You know, I have the same amount of confidence no matter if we win, lose, I'm hitting shots, missing shots, whatever it is. But I'll say, against a playoff caliber team, a championship team, you know, like you said, the best player in the world in Jokic or one of, if not. But playing against those type of games, teams, and players, you can't take that for granted. You have to take advantage of that situation. Understand, like, these are critical games to play in our development. Understanding, like, when we start to make the playoffs and championship and stuff like that, we're going to run into them again. So, and they're, you know, going to play even harder, you know, just because more is on the line or whatever it may be. But understanding, like, we got to run into that type of team to make it to where we want to go to.
Said, just, you know, you mentioned the word developing a lot. A lot of young guys find their place in the league. What does it mean to just have a veteran point guard like Ty just kind of like run the ship for you as you are trying to just like figure out y'all's spots, figure out y'all's role, and just continue on that path that you're on?
It helps a lot. Whether he's playing or not playing, he's so impactful. I think, like, when he's playing, obviously you see what he can do with the amount of gravity he provides, you know, offensively especially, getting guys in the right spots, understanding, like, different coverages, how people see stuff. I mean, he almost had a triple-double. We should have put him in and get one rebound and one assist again. But at the end of the day, like, just having that type of presence on the floor makes our jobs a lot easier. And then even when he's not playing, like, he's always talking to me, to our other point guards. I know Bond's been talked to, Jalen, GG, Cam, like, a whole bunch of guys. He's always talking to us, seeing things maybe we haven't seen or telling us different ways to go at certain coverages or whatever it may be. So I think his presence is unremarkable.
It's me not here anymore, so
you're welcome.
Not on the spot as much anymore. What has Taj brought to the locker room?
Oh, man, it's funny because Taj is, you know, he's not old, but older. for this team, he's older. But Todd, man, that dude he brings an energy that I think we needed. Like, he also brings a vet presence. Like, he's always saying, like, he's always joking. I mean, before Coach walked in the locker room today, he said, like, a sentence was said, and he said, pause, and we didn't even know he knew about that. So it was like understanding, like, he's in tune with us, and we're in tune with him. So, but nah, he's a great guy, provides a lot of leadership both on and off the court, provides a lot of confidence within other players. Like, I wasn't hitting shots today. He was telling me, man, shoot that. And I was like, you're right, you know. But at the same time, like, he's a great vet to have.
Montage, yeah. I don't know if you've noticed, and he knows Paz, obviously, but like, they introduced him as a sub to the game, and they said number 6'7",
yeah.
And all the kids go crazy. Do you think he knows about that?
Yeah, for sure. Man, when he first got here, I joked with him about that. He was like, yeah, I know that. So, yeah, he's in tune with our generation.
Off-court question for you. You got a fan here today who is traveling to 30 arenas in 30 days. For you personally, I mean, you do a lot of traveling. Do you think you could travel to 30 arenas in 30 days?
If I had the time, yeah, for sure. If I had the time, I mean, that would be something to do.
Who that fan?
It's a YouTube content creator.
Hey, shout out him, man. I mean, put me on your YouTube channel. I'll be all right. But nah, I mean, I think I would be able to if I had the time. You know, but you know, I got to work, so I got to work.
Appreciate it.